Months of political turmoil in Brazil reached a divisive climax early today as Dilma Rousseff, president of South America's largest nation, found herself on the losing end of a vote in Brazil's Senate that could ultimately remove her from office. Dilma Rousseff emerged from the presidential palace in Brasilia this morning to throngs of cheering, flag-waving supporters. She greeted the crowd and declared her defiance.
Esse processo é golpe.
This process is a coup because it's an impeachment without a crime. I did not commit a crime of responsibility. I am being the target, a victim of a great injustice.
Rousseff's impassioned speech came just hours after Brazil's Senate voted 55-22 to remove her from office, at least temporarily. Her critics included another former president who was impeached in 1992.
Chegamos ao ápice de todas as...
We arrived at the peak of a crisis. We have arrived at the ruin of a government, at the ruin of a country. The greatest crime of responsibility is in the irresponsibility and disregard of politics, the irresponsibility for the deterioration of the economy of a country.
Supporters of Rousseff, including Brazil's Attorney General, branded the move a historic injustice.
An honest and innocent woman, right at this moment, is being condemned. A judicial pretense is being used to oust a legitimately elected president. An innocent person is being condemned.
Outside, pro-Rousseff demonstrators briefly clashed with police, but in cities across the country, there were fireworks celebrating the vote. The divisions were evident everywhere.
I used to like Dilma a lot, but at this moment, I think Brazil should be congratulated, and I am sure things will get much better.
It is very saddening to know that an honest woman will lose the presidency and was judged by criminals.
The drive to take down Rousseff began last year as anger spread over an extensive corruption scandal at Petrobras, Brazil's state-owned oil company. Rousseff herself was never implicated in the corruption. Instead, she was charged with manipulating government accounts to cover up the country's deficit. She insisted her decisions were entirely legal.
I carried out those actions. These actions have been taken by all the presidents of the republic who have been in office.
Even so, the impeachment process morphed into a referendum on Rousseff's entire presidency as the worst downturn in decades laid waste to the country's economy. Simone Romero is the Brazil bureau chief for the New York Times.
It was a booming economy back in the previous decade. It was an emerging powerhouse on the global stage. But Brazil's own recession has become just so severe, and the wounds to the economy are thought to be self-inflicted by the policies that Dilma Rousseff was championing just a few years ago, that really her government just became unsustainable in that sense.
Rousseff was elected president in 2010, the first woman to hold the office. She'd once belonged to a Marxist guerrilla group and was tortured during years of a military dictatorship. But she endured and ultimately became chief of staff in the administration of popular leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, during which 30 million people were brought out of poverty. Rousseff was his hand-picked successor. Now the Senate has 180 days to hold a trial and decide whether to make her removal permanent. She insisted today she's far from finished.
We will remain united, mobilized, and peaceful. We are those that know how to fight the daily fight.
For now, the 75-year-old vice president, Michel Temer, is acting president. He's promised to cut spending and privatize many state-controlled sectors, but he's also been implicated in the Petrobras scandal.
The most recent poll by one of the country's biggest polling companies put his approval ratings in the single digits, and only 2% of the respondents in that poll said that they would vote for him for president. So he's really starting with low expectations at this point.
All of this as Brazil is struggling with the Zika virus. And in just under 3 months, Rio de Janeiro will host the Olympic Games.